listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. What up? Oh my gosh, y'all. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. I am feeling good. I'm feeling rejuvenated. I feel restful. Shout out to the Caribbean Queen herself, Miss P. I know you out there doing your little Soul Care Friday. So shout out to her. Y'all, let me tell you something before we get into this episode. I did 2 weeks of vacation. Just a couple of weeks back, I did 2 weeks. And let me tell you, your girl feels good. Okay, she feels rejuvenated. She feels just restful. I did 2 weeks. And listen, if you have a chance to go to California, y'all, that is my spot. Like, something about the West Coast, y'all. And, you know, and I know some of y'all are going to be like, oh my God, Joe, they do drugs. Stop it. No, it is beautiful out there. It is amazing. I love it. 2 weeks of vacation. It was the best time of my life. I'll probably do it again when I have more vacation time next year. Because you know what? Your girl is now, you know, the vacation bank now is, you know, winding down. So I loved it. I really needed to share that. I felt like somebody needed to hear that. If they haven't taken vacation, if they haven't taken some time for themselves, like, go ahead, sis, bro, somebody, just take a good vacation. I will support you in everything that you do. But I would love to start off this beautiful episode with a sprinkle of excellence, where we are uplifting and highlighting those who are doing great things in their lives, community, or anywhere else. And I have two candidates, okay? Brothers from the same mother, y'all. Brothers from the same mother. Their name is Jay and Z, not Beyonce husband, Jay-Z, but Joshua and Zion Platt. Woo, them Platt boys. Musical geniuses, and I'm not just talking about singing. And they, you know, they like to play their hearts out. You know, dapper dons, these brothers know how to dress from the glasses to the shoes. They're educated, straight A students and striving to go to colleges like Berkeley and Juilliard. Whew. Goodness, that sounds a little bit intense, you know? And they're gamers. Even though I showed up and showed out and, you know, whooped they behinds and injustice, but we won't talk about that. And let's not forget they love the Lord. So glory, hallelujah. So please put your fingers together as if you were sprinkling some coconut flakes in your smoothie bowls and show your love and appreciation to Joshua and Zion Platt. Much love. Y'all, I love giving people shout outs on Sprinkle of Excellence. I just feel like it boosts people up, and I like to figure out different ways I could sprinkle some things through. So if you have any, you know, some foods you like to sprinkle some stuff on, go ahead and give me a shout out. I also realize that there are people who either follow me on social media. So I guess it's a plug. If you have Instagram, you can find me on Instagram, S_Jova, J-O-V-A. And you can follow me. You can also follow me on Twitter, SJova1. Yeah, I know. It's you know, it's a play on words. But if you want to follow me on Instagram, S_Jova, J-O-V-A. And go ahead and follow me. And you could reach out to me. Tell me what you like to hear. If you want to just kind of interact, I'm down for it. And then Twitter is SJova1. All right. You guys, I was watching Phantom of the Opera. For those who have not seen it, listen, fantastic movie. I was watching Phantom of the Opera, and there was something that I found so interesting, which is masquerade balls, because the Phantom, he has a mask on, right? I'm not going to give it away. But what I find so interesting is masquerade balls. And for those who do not know what a masquerade ball, it is an event in which the participants, they attend like a costume party. Like, it's like a costume party where you wear your fancy dresses, you look good, and then you wear a mask. So some dress up very fancy, sleek, you know, some girls come out dressing their best, you know, the guys come out looking, they dapper don, and then you wear a mask, so you don't really know who's behind the mask. So some people cover their eyes, they cover their whole face. It's just a thing. Now, For me, I've never been to a masquerade ball, but I don't think I'll be attending one in the future, okay? Various reasons why. One, I like looking people straight in their eyes. I want to see you. I want to read you. I want to know all about you. Number two, my eyesight is terrible. For those who know me, I wear glasses because I think I'm nearsighted. Is it nearsighted where you can't see far away? I think that's what it is. Or is it farsighted? I think it's nearsighted. So I wear glasses. I'm nearsighted. So ain't no mask is gonna cover my bomb ICAT glasses. Okay, that's what we're not gonna be doing that. And I'm not gonna be squinting to figure out who's behind the mask. And then three, I really feel like you gotta keep guessing who is behind the mask, which of course, like people are like, that's the point, Joe, but I don't have time to be doing that. Like, I don't wanna be guessing who's behind the mask. Your girl ain't got time for all that, okay? Which brings me to our next discussion, which brings me to our discussion today, hidden mask. So let's go a little deeper into this. You know, I love dictionaries. I love getting you guys, you know, some new vocabulary. So mask, M-A-S-K-S, which is a noun, a covering for all or part of the face worn as a disguise or to amuse or terrify other people. So that's why people would go to a masquerade ball, right? Now, we use masks for all different types of things, whether it's your occupation, a party, or just to wear one because you want to. Hey, I don't know your life story. You do what you want to do, right? So my question for y'all today is, what hidden mask are you wearing? Yeah, am I hearing some crushing of the toes? Is that my heels crushing on your big foot? Oh, yes, it is. I'm going to ask that question again. What hidden mask are you wearing today? Now, of course, you know, the typical answer for people will be like, ah, Joe, of course I'm not wearing a mask. You know, I am blessed, highly favored. My life is swell. Listen, it could very much be the case that your life is blessed and highly favored. Who am I? But I know, and I'm speaking even for myself, that there are times that we hide behind our own mask. So let me dig a little deeper. Let me just go a little deeper. So number one, what is it that you don't want people to see about you? There's always something that you don't want people to see. You don't want people to know about you. You don't even want people knowing that secret. Okay, that's number one. Number two, why do you feel like you need to have it all together? Ooh, ha, okay. And number three, maybe the mask that you put on for others is what you consider your true identity. Now, let me be honest to y'all, okay? I have gone through many seasons where I've hidden behind a couple of masks for myself. And let me tell you, it is hard to navigate it by yourself. And here on A Cup of Joe, we want to help you navigate this, right? So sometimes my hidden mask has become a source of comfort for me. So I get to control the narrative. I get to choose what mask I want to wear this week. I get to choose who sees what mask. And what I failed to realize is I wasn't truly living my authentic self. I wasn't living life authentically. And I know a couple of episodes back, we've talked about who we are, you know, how do we see ourselves? When they see us, what do they see? And I think, you know, it is very, very important. Hear this, y'all. It is so important that you are not hiding behind and covering who you truly are. Now, don't get me wrong, this is not a quick fix. This is not for you to come on the podcast and be like, okay, Joe is going to give us 10 steps on how to get away from this mask. This is not the quick fix. I never want people to look at me and say, Joe is the perfect individual. She got it all together and she is all that. Now, listen, this is what I tell to myself all the time in the mirror when nobody is around me, because I like to boost myself up. I enjoy gassing myself up. But that is not always the case. There are moments where I fail, I struggle. And listen, there are days, y'all, where I don't even want to get out of bed and deal with people. Sometimes people are exhausting, okay? I know that there's somebody that's shouting in their car saying amen, but there are times where I don't want to deal with people. But what I strive to do every day is to be authentic. That is the key word, authentic. So I am choosing to wake up every day, look myself in the mirror, take off the mask, that I've been hiding behind. And I know there's some people that are probably thinking like, tuh, okay, good Joe, it's so easy for you. You just, once again, you look like you got your life together. You don't need to hide behind a mask. But yeah, maybe, but let's go a little deeper, shall we? So I have a big question is how can we truly live our authentic selves without having to pick up the mask? So what I realized when I was getting into this topic is there's something that with masks people want to hide behind, right? I think that we fall into a routine where we're so ashamed about the life that we live, or we're ashamed about the individuals that we've become, that we start comparing ourselves to other people. And I find that so discouraging sometimes because we are great individuals. If no one has told you at all today, you are an amazing individual, okay? If you have not spoken that into the atmosphere, if you have not looked in the mirror and told yourself, like, you are a great individual, and you have to understand you are not perfect, you will fail. Listen, I fail every day, okay? Fail. You will fail, but that does not mean you have to stay in the hole of failure. You have something to live for. You got some great things going for yourself. Listen, there's some people who are probably looking at you, whether you're in class, whether you're on your way to work, whether you at work, wherever you at, there are probably people, there's at least one person who is envious of the life that you live, okay? Very envious. Now, you don't want to fall in the trap of low self-esteem. You don't want to fall in the trap of how can I say this? You don't want to fall in the trap of not showing yourself love. Self-love is the most important love. And so when we don't show ourselves the best love, we start putting the mask that everybody wants to see. When you start seeing other people, you start comparing yourself and you want to go ahead and pick up that mask. Put that mask down. Now, here are some things that I'm looking at. You know, there are some solutions we want to start thinking about. So when we get back after the break, we're going to dive into some solutions on how to take care of those masks. Stay tuned. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. And we are back. Ooh, you already know what it is. It's your girl, Joe. Me, the queen herself, rocking the beat. I just felt like I needed to do that, y'all. So before we get into our solutions, I don't know, some of you guys follow me on social media. I have posted on my Instagram and my Twitter that you can ask me any question, of course, it has to be appropriate, and I will answer it and give you a shout out on the podcast. So we're going to do that for a little bit and then we're going to get into the solution. So we're going to start with Instagram and I'm going to give you a shout out and ask the question that you state the question that you asked me and answer it. Okay. So our first person, our first shout out, Noah Dake, what it do, boo? He asked me, how's your soul? Listen, my soul is refreshed, rejuvenated, and at rest. I feel great. My soul is just, it's amazing. I don't know what else. Like, my soul is really good. My soul is healthy. I have peace. I'm protecting my peace. I have the right people pouring into my soul. I'm taking time with Jesus to rejuvenate the soul. So my soul is wonderful. So shout out to Noah Dake. The next question we have is Rachel Wiley. Oh, homegirl asked me 1, 2, 3, 4 questions. So this is from Rachel Wiley. What it do? And she asked me, and the first question is, how do I practice self-care? Personally, for me, I love exploring and I love spending time by myself, and I really enjoy working out. And so that is, for me, is how I do self-care. I really like taking time for myself. I enjoy working out. I really enjoy doing yoga. So anything that is moving my body, anything that is that really involves myself. I know that sounds a bit selfish, is how I practice self-care. So I give myself a day out of the week where it's just Joe time. So that's how I practice self-care. Another question she asked, she said, "You are a queen, thanks, who doesn't need a man, okay, but if you wanted one, what do you look for?" Whoo! And going to that, she asked me how am I single. If I really wanted a man, also, this is not y'all time to shoot y'all shot over this podcast, okay? Just a little forewarning. But if I wanted a man, what I look for is the first thing is that you have to love Jesus. You must have a relationship with him. I'm not carrying your relationship, but you have to have your own relationship with him. That is a big part of who I am, is who God is in me. I also look for someone who has great work ethic and also loves their family. So, I mean, that's a couple of things. So, forewarning everyone, this for any men that are listening to this, this is not you trying to slide into my DM, okay? Another question. Let's see. Let's move on to... Oh, Twitter. Okay, I got somebody from Twitter. This is from Little Keeks. I love these names. Okay, Little Keeks. She asked me, do I believe in counseling and therapy? Do I believe in counseling and therapy? I do believe in counseling and therapy. I went through a year back in 2016 where I had a lot of deaths in my family, and one of my closest friends died in and within that same year and within a couple of months from each other. And so I did grief therapy. I'm not ashamed to talk about it. And it was very helpful. And therapy is very much a part of my everyday. What I do, it helps me. It helps me kind of get through difficult seasons and difficult moments in my life. So I really do believe in counseling and therapy. I believe in seeking help and getting help, and also having the right individuals speak into your life and also walk you through whatever process. And I'll take one more question for this segment. This is from CJ, and he says, "Do you really have the support that you need for this podcast? What does this support look like? When you start popping and getting recognized by big celebs, which you will be." Oh, thank you, CJ. "What do you want your haters to know?" Oh, okay. Well, so the first question is, do I have the support that I need for this podcast? I do. I really have great people in my life, from family to close friends, who really have come alongside of me, who have really supported and let me dream big and also just encourage me. So I do have the support. And what that support looks like is just really, really tapping in, checking in, speaking with me, allowing me to dream big, and also, bringing me back down. Just, you know, when I feel like I'm getting gassed up, or when I feel like my head is getting big, they're the ones that kind of remember, that help me remember where I came from. When I start popping and getting recognized by big celebs, you know, I just enjoy doing this. My hope, my agenda is not to be recognized by big celebrities. But listen, if I do, if Michelle Obama starts, you know, listening to this, that would be a big deal. What I want my haters to know, CJ, I'm not really worried about my haters. So, hey. They just gonna watch me succeed. Hey, you know what I do. So there we go. I'm gonna continue with these questions. I have a bunch of questions, but it will be in our next episode. But we're gonna go back into Hidden Mask, and we've been talking about different solutions. How do we take care of this, and how do we live our authentic lives? So we've been digging into, how can we truly live our authentic selves without having to pick up our mask, right? And so there are some solutions that I came to, some things that I think would be very helpful for all of us to do. So the first one is write three things that are amazing and remarkable about you. Not what's amazing and remarkable when you're wearing the mask, but what's amazing and remarkable without the mask that you wear. So three things. I want you to write down, y'all, three things that are amazing and remarkable about you without the mask that you wear, okay? The second solution is write three things that you hide from everyone else. What do you hide from everyone else? And this could be an activity that you do with yourself. This could be an activity that you do with close friends, that you could do with your family, that you could do with people that are going to hold you accountable. If you want to bring people in, this is a perfect activity to do this. So write three things that you hide from everybody else. And then also ask the question, why do you keep putting the mask on? Listen, I am not an expert. I'm more like your homegirl that's in your corner cheering you on, okay? Trust and believe, I've had my struggles from time to time, but what I do know is that I'm not willing to put these masks back on my face. You know, I know that there are moments that I struggle. I know that there are moments that I succeed, but what I tend to go back to, are the three things that are amazing and remarkable about me without the mask that I wear. And anytime I feel like picking up the mask, anytime I feel if I feel shame or fear or this anxiety, I always have to remember, like, you know what, Joe, what were the three things that you wrote about yourself? What are the three things that you hide from everyone else? And why do I keep on picking up this mask? And the last thing is, what are you going to learn from this? How do you move forward, right? There's moments where you can write as many things amazing and remarkable about yourself, but you have to believe it, okay? So I would say, like, what have you learned? And whatever you have learned, you have to believe it. You have to believe that you're the most amazing person. You have to believe that you're set for greater things. And I know I feel like I'm repeating myself from the Who Are You episode, but y'all, I want to make sure y'all are y'all best selves. So remember, write three things that are amazing and remarkable without the mask that you wear. Write three things that you hide from everyone else, and answer the question, why do you hide this from people? And why do you keep putting up the mask? And when you do that, what have you learned from this exercise? And the positive things that come out of that, believe it. Listen, if you are a person that are going to do great things, you better believe you're going to do great things, sis. I always feel like I need to say sis because I can't say bruh. I feel weird, but I'm just going to keep saying sis, okay, y'all? But listen, I am always going to be in y'all corner, just cheering you on. We want to have this conversation. I want to have this conversation with you. You can hit me up on Instagram. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can even go to the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. Now, y'all, next week, though, we're going to be talking about a hot boy, hot girl semester. Yes, you heard that right. Okay. Hot boy and hot girl semester. So stay tuned because I'm about to rock your world. Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.